Is Deep Blue, the computer that challenged and nearly beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov, a thinker? Were we seeing signs of artificial intelligence emerge from a machine? Commentator Stephen Levy doesn't think so, but he cautions future chess players about going up against the computer.
Remember the story of John Henry? He was the steel-driving man who attempted heroic last-ditch attempt to prove that people can work better than machines could. If I recall, John Henry beat his mechanical opponent, though the victory was rather pyrrhic. For one thing, it killed him. The guy died right there with that hammer in his hand. Even worse, the industrial age kept right on ticking, despite all those Henry heroics. You might have thought that the story ended there, but the last century or so turned out to be just one long intermission. In place of that broad-shouldered spike driver, there was 32-year-old Garry Kasparov, the brooding Azerbaijanian who holds the title of the world's chess champion. Nobody drives those pawns home like Garry does. But he was to face his greatest challenge, a hunk of silicon and steel named Deep Blue. In this age of information shootout, Kasparov was defending the dignity, maybe even the ultimate viability, of all of us DNA users. For years, computers have been known to play a pretty good game of chess, but it was said that when you get to the very pinnacle of the game, more would be involved than just number crunching. There is an artistry to the game, as well as a sense of gut and intuition that machines just don't have, no matter how many processors you stuff into them. If you could win the World Chess Championship without any of that, what would computers do next? Kasparov himself had no doubts about the outcome. He was going to trounce Deep Blue. He figured it would be an easy 400 grand, the winner's share of the $500,000 purse. He figured wrong. In the very first match, Deep Blue cleaned his chess clock. How did that happen? Take a look at Deep Blue. It's not smart, and it's certainly not intelligent. Despite the claims of computer scientists in the 50s, true artificial intelligence is nowhere in sight as the millennium approaches. But Deep Blue is an amazing competitor in the bounded world of the chessboard. It's by far the most competitive chess-playing machine built to date. The secret is incredible speed. This silicon mama can evaluate up to 200 million positions each second, and it commonly considers billions of situations before it makes its move. This makes up for its lack of consciousness and the occasional mistakes it makes by not understanding chess. Sometimes its plays reveal an alien intelligence. In the first game, it attempted a particular gambit that the Kibitzin grandmasters thought was wacky. But somewhere in all that number crunching, Deep Blue had divined that this was a good move, and it paid off. One grandmaster who advised the IBM team said that watching Deep Blue play, he felt like a basketball player whose teammate attempts a 30-foot jump shot. You're thinking, don't shoot, just as the ball goes in. What could Kasparov do? His trademark is winning matches by dramatic moves that demoralize his foes. But Deep Blue cannot be demoralized. After the first game, though, Kasparov and his advisors figured out the machine hadn't been perfect. It had made errors, so they knew it was possible to win. Kasparov decided to adjust his own game, steering Deep Blue into situations that may be confusing to a machine. The human won the second match. Then came two hard-fought draws. Kasparov was exhausted. The turning point came on the fifth of the six matches. Relatively early in the game, Kasparov offered yet another draw. Since Deep Blue doesn't accept draws, it knows only victory in the off switch, it was up to the IBM programmers to accept or reject. They elected to play on. And that was when the computer seemed to make one of its mistakes in understanding the game. Kasparov pounced, won, and gained a lead of 3-2. Knowing he couldn't lose, Kasparov played a brilliant, confident game in the final dust-up. Final score? Flesh and blood 4, silicon and electricity 2. But like his legendary predecessor, Kasparov had to know that he was the last of his breed. This historic confrontation was only Deep Blue's first shot. Its programmers already knew places where the machine had gone wrong. They could prevent those missteps in the future. Deep Blue's successors will be even more powerful, run even faster, consider even more moves. For now, we can celebrate Garry Kasparov's victory. It was a sterling example of the innovation and resiliency of the human animal. But by the time this 32-year-old champion reaches his golden years, he would do well to avoid silicon opponents. I could just hear the folk singers. He died with a bishop in his hand, O Lord. Died with a bishop in his hand.
Stephen Levy writes about technology for Newsweek magazine.